This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
Hi, so I hope that wherever and whenever you're listening to this, you are safe and well. So I wanted to record a bit of a different episode for you today because I'm aware that since launching this podcast, I've put out lots of episodes around the how-tos of creating and launching a physical product, and sort of going into detail about some of the steps you need to take and things to watch out for and some of the things you have to do. And we've also had lots of amazing guests who've been really honest and open and shared their product creation stories and the things that they've learned and, you know, the mistakes that they've made and their best advice for you, which I think all of this is really valuable. But I am aware that at the time of recording this, so it's the middle of July 2020 at the moment, there's a lot going on in the world. So here in the UK, if you're listening in your UK, you'll know that we've been in lockdown since the end of March. That was actually the same week that I started this podcast, just by complete coincidence. And now in the UK, at least, lockdown is gradually easing, but life definitely isn't back to normal. And I think over the past couple of months, life has been really busy for lots of us. And this is probably relevant whenever you listen, actually, because, you know, things are always busy, things are always changing. But I wanted to record this episode because I feel like there's been so many really valid reasons over the past couple of months why you might have stopped your product creation. You know, you might have got to a certain point and thought, actually, I'm just going to put this down for a while, or why perhaps you said that 2020 was going to be the year when you release your product into the world, you finally created it, but actually you haven't, you know, made a start yet because there's just so much going on, isn't there? I mean, you know, I think, like, obviously money is a big thing, you know, investing the money in a product right now is perhaps a bit scarier than it might have been 6 months ago. For some of us, I mean, lots of us, myself included, have had children at home and homeschooling to do and trying to fit everything around that. There's obviously, we've spoken about sourcing in the last couple of episodes, and sourcing abroad is a bit more challenging now than it has been. And I think for lots of us, there's just lots going on. There's a bit less time, there's a bit maybe more things to think about, and there were just so many, as I say, really valid reasons why perhaps you might have actually got so far in your product creation and then just put it aside. But I'm recording this episode with the assumption and the hope, actually, if I'm honest, that at some point the time will be right for you to pick it back up again, because you absolutely can pick it back up again. And perhaps you've stopped for a while for none of the reasons that I've mentioned. Perhaps it's something entirely, perhaps it's you've got stuck at a certain point, or it's something completely different. And, you know, as always, if there's anything I can do to help you get unstuck, do get in touch. You can email me vicky@tidychipmunk.com and let me know if it's something that I don't talk about here. So I just want to talk about three kind of reasons that you might be struggling perhaps to either get started or to sort of pick up where you left off with your product creation, and some ideas of how you might get over that and get yourself moving again if and when the time is right for you to do that. So I think the first thing that can hold us back is kind of, I guess we'll call them mental barriers. So these are things like feeling, I can't do this, what will people say, perhaps you having thoughts around, you know, this is a bad time to launch a product, what will people think of me, you know, I've got this great idea, but, you know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic and the recession, and there might be a recession and people have got less money, and you might have all kinds of reasons why you're thinking, actually, this isn't the right time for me to do this. Best advice I can give you is to listen to episode 11 of this podcast. So that's with Emma Jeffries, who trades as Action Woman, and Emma is a fantastic coach. And that episode is all about helping you to get unstuck if you feel that it's a mental barrier that's getting in your way. And of course, it may be and it may not be, because I completely understand that sometimes it's hard to distinguish when, say, there might be a bit of an imposter syndrome, maybe. So then, you know, you might be hearing some voices in your head telling you, "Oh, well, actually, who are you to do this?" Or, you know, time isn't right for that. And I think that episode of Emma will be really helpful to sort of challenge some of the things that you're thinking, and hopefully get you a little bit unstuck and in a place where you feel happy and confident and capable about moving forward. So that's episode 11. It's a great one to listen to. So the second reason that you might be struggling to get, you know, pick this up again is some misconceptions. So what I mean by this is you might have ideas or fears that aren't actually true. So one I spoke about earlier was, well, why would I launch a product? Nobody has any money to buy anything right now. Actually, there's been lots of research that says that just isn't true. There are plenty of people now who do have plenty of money and are buying things. Equally, there are people who have less money and aren't, but I mean, there are still customers out there. Online stores in particular are still trading and are still doing very well. So that's just an example of one misconception that actually isn't true, and that isn't, you know, you don't want something like that, a thought like that, to stop you from creating your idea. Because actually, what if your idea for a product is something that's so necessary right now? Perhaps it's something that will really, you know, that will really help people in the situation we're in right at this moment. So now is definitely not a time to let things like that hold you back. I recorded a specific episode. It was episode 8, which is all about misconceptions, and I think that's worth listening to. So I spoke about things like the fear of getting ripped off by suppliers, you know, the fear of sourcing your own product and thinking, actually, is it possible? And another big one I spoke about, and I know I speak about this a lot, I'm well aware, is, will anyone buy my product? Or perhaps the misconception is, nobody will buy my product. I'm going to spend all this time and nobody will buy it. So I go into this subject about validating your product's idea in episodes 5, episode 6, and episode 9. Episode 9 is probably the one I would initially recommend. It's a great one to listen to if you haven't already. So I spoke to Abby Turnis, who is a market and customer research specialist, and she spoke about how to carry out customer and market research yourself. So how you can do it yourself without, you know, the need to involve an expert, how to do it in ways that you feel comfortable. But it's basically the idea is that Abby and myself are both really passionate about you doing some research, finding out, you know, rather than thinking, oh, I'm going to create this product and nobody's going to buy it, well, why not challenge that? Why not talk to people about your product and find out, is that actually true? Because absolutely, you don't want to create a product that nobody's going to buy. That would be a complete waste of your time, your money, your energy. I've said that lots of times. I fully stand behind it. But equally, if your idea is amazing and it's going to help people and lots of people will buy it, you need to get it out there. And the only way to know for sure is to find out who your customers are and ask them. So as I say, I know I speak about this a lot. Sorry, but it's something that I do feel quite passionate about. So those are places I would suggest going if you have, you know, if the reason you're not getting started is around some kind of fear and you're just actually not sure whether that's true or not. Because let's face it, if you haven't done this before, you know, you haven't created your own product and launched your own product, you're not going to know all the ins and outs, and nor should you be expected to. And that's why I'm doing my best to try and help you out here, because as someone who has been through it all. So, and speaking of which, the third reason, sort of third category I give of why perhaps you might be struggling a bit to sort of resume your product creation right now is overwhelm. So what do I do? Where do I start? It's such a big task. And it is, isn't it? It's massive. When you think of sort of how, you know, if you've got an idea for a product in your head now and you want to have something physical that people can buy in a couple of months' time, let's say, to get from point A to point B is big, and there are lots of things involved. And I do hear this a lot from people is, you know, where on earth do I start? What do I do first? What do I do next? And there is so much overwhelm. So my best advice here is to break things down into tiny pieces. I'm a really big fan of doing everything in baby steps, possibly because when I started creating my product, I actually did have a new baby. I had a 6-week-old, as I've talked about in a previous episode, and I only really had small chunks of time to do anything because I also had a 3-year-old, and unless they were both asleep, or my 3-year-old was at preschool and my baby was sleeping, I had no time. And obviously in that time I also had to do all the other things you have to do, you know, around the house and everything else. So I think that probably I was, you know, it was probably 20 minutes here and there every day if I could, or every other day, just doing one small task to kind of working towards what I wanted to do. But I got there in the end. I mean, yes, it took a long time, but I did get there. And I do think that sort of planning out the steps that you need to take, and even if you don't know what those steps are, and you know, one of your tasks is to actually Google something, it's a start. And one of a saying that I kind of live by is action alleviates anxiety, and I do think that action is a great, if you don't really know what to do and you're feeling a bit stuck, I think taking one tiny step is a great thing, because it builds momentum, you take more steps, and you know, you'll get there. So I have a free checklist that you might actually find useful. So you can get it at checklist.vickyweinberg, that's weinberg.com/free. I'll link that in the show notes as well, because I'm aware I probably said that quite quickly. So it basically breaks down all the stages of creating your product. So validation, research, finalising the spec, looking for suppliers, ordering samples, placing your final order, and other things like branding, packaging, photography, writing a product description, setting up on marketplaces, just lots of the things that you need to think about doing when you're looking to create your product. I've just listed them all out for you, so you've got a starting point, you kind of know what the steps in the process are, and I think hopefully just knowing that will reduce a bit of the overwhelm and give you a better idea of what's involved. And I do have a product creation course that I believe I've mentioned before, probably, which also takes you through the process. So the checklist gives you the what you need to do. So these are the steps you need to take to get your product ready to launch. And the product creation course is the how. So for every single step in that checklist, it will take you through in detail exactly what you need to do, how and how you need to do it, with lots of practical tasks. So the idea is you can work through that and get your product ready to launch. If you want more details on anything that I've put in the checklist, so you know, for example, I talk about getting product photography. If you want more information on a specific topic, that's the best place to go is my blog, which is blog.tinychipmunk.com, and there's lots of articles there on lots of different topics, and also this podcast as well. I mean, I aim to talk about all aspects of product creation. Obviously it's going to take me some time to get through everything, but between myself and the fantastic guests that I have on, hopefully you'll get lots more information about everything that's involved. And I guess I'll finish this by saying, I mean, that's a really quick run through. As I say, this was a bit of a different episode from usual. I just wanted to record something to kind of give a bit of reassurance and perhaps some practical steps and places you can go next if as I say, you for any reason either started creating your product or didn't quite start, and then you just thought, you know, I need to put this on hold for a while, and now you're ready to pick it up again, but it just seems, sometimes it seems more daunting to start something the second time, I think, than it did, you know, the first time around, because you also have these fears about, you know, things are different than when you were looking at it originally. And yeah, things might be different, and it might be, depending what your product idea is, perhaps it needs changing slightly between when you were first looking to launch it and now, because maybe the world's changed, you know, the market's changed, the competitors are different, that kind of thing. But that's definitely something you can look at And I guess I just want to finish by saying that I absolutely believe that you are capable of doing this. If you are really stuck and you want help getting unstuck, hopefully the resources I've spoken about and will link up in the show notes will help you. But if you do have any specific questions that, you know, you don't feel are answered or anything that's tripping you up, please just get in touch. It's vicky@tinychipmunk.com. I'm always happy to help you out. That's the whole purpose of the podcast, whole reason I'm here, is I really want to be of use to you. And the final thing I'll say is please, if you're listening to this in Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the show. So rating takes a second. You literally just click the number of stars you feel this podcast deserves, and then if you do have a minute or two extra and you'd like to write me a short review, that would be fantastic and I'd really appreciate it. So yeah, I'll just leave you by saying I absolutely believe in you. I absolutely believe that you can do this. Don't get stuck. If you need help, ask for help. I'm here, and I will look forward to talking to you again next week. Hi, this is just a little note. So if you've enjoyed this episode, or indeed any of the episodes, and you would like to, I don't know, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.